Episode 3304, Victorious in Love.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. How's the weather treating you? Maybe I should ask, how are you treating the weather? For us, it's been a little bit kind of cloudy and gloomy, but you know what? Guess what today is? Whoop, whoop. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Are you ready for some football? Oh, yes. But first, we got to be looking at your heart, your relationship with God, victorious in love. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, take a deep breath because I'm sure you already have your dip going. You got your wings in the oven yet? Maybe you're already thinking, speed dial the pizza. Yes. What are you having? Chips and dip? Oh, come on. I know you're excited, but I want you to think about the touchdown you can have every day with God. Seriously, what if every day was your Super Bowl with God? I mean, because when we think of victory, right? I get it. Often our minds, especially if we have little ones too, right? They turn to sports competitions, hence the Super Bowl, where teams strive to emerge triumphant. We want to be on the top all the time. Yet, there's a far greater victory that every believer, meaning you and me, can experience, one that surpasses any earthly achievement. Victorious in love. And that victory, my friend, is found in God's incredible love for us. You know, in the game of life, we sometimes face challenges that can leave us feeling defeated and discouraged, right? We have the loss record, and it's better than the win record. And that's not really what we want to be, right? We want it flipped. But in those moments, we must remember that God's love is unwavering, unending, and undefeated. God's love is unconditional. And in fact, the Bible reassures us that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is powerful. That comes from Romans 8. Verses 38 and 39. And when you look at that, God's love is not merely sentimentally, right? It's not just like sentimentally out there of like, okay, it's sentimental. It kind of exists. No, God's love is an unshakable force that empowers us to triumph over every obstacle. God's love is what makes you an overcomer. Because you embody Christ, right? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit resides within you. And so just as the winners of the Super Bowl receive a championship ring as a symbol of their victory, you too can wear the assurance of God's love as your everlasting trophy on your heart. But you have to be willing to be victorious in love, not by your own doings, but by God's grace. By sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, that he would be raised from the dead 3 days later. You know, throughout the Bible, we find countless examples of God's unfailing love. Go back to the book of Exodus. The Israelites were in bondage and cried out to God for deliverance. And in response, he parted the Red Sea and led them to freedom. This epic display of love, right, demonstrates that God is not only aware of our struggles, but is also actively working on our behalf. He's in the nooks and crannies of your everyday, the ones that you kind of like, no, stay away here, God, I got to protect this. I don't want you to see this. Oh, no, no. He's already been there. You just try to hide everything from him, at least what you don't want him to see. But you see, he sees all. And furthermore, the ultimate demonstration of God's love, right, was showcased through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It is through Jesus's death and resurrection that you can experience true victory, knowing that you are eternally loved by God. My friend, that's the Super Bowl of all Super Bowls. And you get that every day of your life. Boy, bring on the dip every day. Bring on the chips. Bring on the wings. Bring on the pizza. It's a party every day. Because you got a Super Bowl with God every day. His love is unconditional. So how do you tap into this victorious love? Well, it starts by acknowledging our need for a relationship with God. We've got to accept Jesus Christ into our heart and accept his invitation to experience his love, to let him lead our lives. And you can do this by spending time regularly with him in prayer, getting in the Bible, and meditating on his word. The more you immerse yourself in his love, the more your faith will grow, enabling you to overcome adversities with confidence. Man, wouldn't it be incredible to be out there on the field, to be one of the 11 players, whether you're on the Kansas City Chiefs team or the San Francisco 49ers, and know that, wow, I finally made it. I'm finally here. That music can play for you every day because of who God is and what he has done for you. And in the Super Bowl of life, the opposition may be fierce, right? You've got the San Francisco 49ers looking down the throats of the Kansas City Chiefs and vice versa. But we have a secret weapon. My friend, that secret weapon is God's love. So let's embrace it, running the race with endurance, knowing that we are victorious in love. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Are you ready for a Super Bowl every day? Are you ready to throw a party like none other every single day? My friend, no matter what you are facing today, remember that God's love is your constant companion and source of strength. Trust in his love, for it never fails, and allow it to propel you into a life of victory. As you dive deep into the unfathomable depths of God's love, may you experience a profound sense of joy, peace, and assurance that surpasses any Super Bowl triumph. Yeah, I know, you're rooting for your team. Go Chiefs, go 49ers. Who do you choose? Best of all, choose God. Love never fails. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.